For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's August the 26th, and we're so glad to have you with us today. We've got a rather serious topic. We've dealt with this, I think, four or five times on Radio Friends over the past 4 years. It's something that if you're not familiar with human trafficking, you say, well, it doesn't exist in central Missouri. It doesn't exist in my area. But in reality, it does, and it exists all over the country. Some areas are worse than others. But Nanette Ward is with us, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. Good to have you here,
Thank you, Nanette.
And you brought along Crystal Medkiff from the Mustard Seed Fair Trade, which we'll get into that in just a minute. But for people who are not familiar with your organization, explain why you exist and what you do.
We exist because there is the exploitation of women, men, children in our community in trafficking, human trafficking, which includes both labor trafficking and sex trafficking.
So labor trafficking and sex trafficking.
So where people are being exploited, taken advantage of by traffickers who are using people for labor purposes and also exploitation in the sex trade.
And that's happening here in Central Missouri?
Yes, yes. In fact, you know, one of the things I wanted to highlight, there's been so much news since we last, since I last visited. And in fact, I think we were last on in April. And that month, at the last day of April, the coalition had been doing a presentation, which is the other piece, I should say. We want to educate people on the fact that it does exist. We want people to know the signs of trafficking, to know that they can take action, whether it's raising money to support victims or knowing the toll-free number to call law enforcement. Or all those possibilities, shopping fair trade, of how to make a difference against this form of crime. But we also raise money to support victims, and we also connect resources throughout the community so people can be prepared to support individuals in this when they're rescued. But it's so important that everybody across all the different sectors of our community be aware of the signs, whatever place or position you might have. That included people in the hotel motel industry.
I know. I was thinking of that.
Yes.
Because you had a seminar.
We did. And it so happened that very day there was an arrest of a Columbia man that came out in the news the next day. So he'd been arrested the same day we did this training. And he had been trafficking women and young girls right in the Columbia hotels and motels. And he was arrested by Boone County Sheriff's Department. So I don't know the status of that case. I'm sure it's being investigated. It'll probably be a while. Hopefully we'll hear that there'll be, you know, an indictment and prosecution and sentencing ultimately. But yes.
Okay. So people listening right now, what are some of the signs that they need to be aware of that perhaps something is just not right?
Well, when they feel that gut feeling that something isn't right, to trust that, you know, whether they see a young person, when we talked about the hotel motel industry folks, you know, having an older man with a younger woman and there's no luggage, you know, that's one sign for them. But also as a customer, if you see that and you're in the hallway, you can alert the hotel motel management and say there something doesn't seem right. If there's someone, and hopefully this isn't happening in Columbia, but you never know, if there's somebody living next door, perhaps in a domestic servitude situation, and seeing someone only occasionally but rarely leaving the home, or maybe working outside late at night, cleaning the car, working in a way that you would not typically think of someone who's providing some service in a home, but working odd hours.
Okay,
that kind of thing.
If somebody suspects something, where do you call? What do you do?
There is a toll-free national hotline number, and it's 888-373-7888.
Okay, 888-373-7888.
And
now, if you call that number, What's going to happen?
Depending on what it is, if you're needing information or you have a question like something that doesn't seem right, they'll connect you with the local folks, which includes a coalition, which includes our Jeff City FBI. It includes our Columbia Police Department. We actually do have two officers, an officer and a sergeant. Jeremiah Hunter is a sergeant and Officer Clint Nicholson, who are both now assigned to human trafficking issues. They're working on getting training and becoming more aware
here
of this.
In Central Missouri.
But we have no in Columbia. So we have two Columbia PD police department folks who have just
This really is a serious thing you're talking
absolutely,
about.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have, again, so we talk about the different sections in our community, in schools. We want to educate the SR school resource officers, the nurses, the teachers, the counselors, that there may be students who are going to school but in fact being exploited or at risk of being exploited. Maybe they have jewelry they didn't have before. Maybe they've got a tattoo. Maybe their friends might notice that they've got a motel key card that they didn't have before. So there's signs that
any of those
who you are
warning signs.
Yes, right, absolutely. Right.
Okay. The other thing we wanted to talk about was fair trade.
Yes. Do we have time to highlight some of the cases, though?
We got two minutes left.
Was a sting, and a national sting, and they had 105 children who were rescued across and 159 PIMS across 76 cities, including Kansas City and St. Louis. So there is a lot of federal effort being done in collaboration with multiple agencies. I mentioned the Columbia man who was arrested. We just had a Camden County, Missouri man who was arrested. In this case, it was a John. So we have to also be watching for and arresting the users, the Johns of trafficking. There was a Lenexa, Kansas man who was charged for trafficking minors. We have a labor trafficking case where workers are being brought in from India by a labor contractor into the United States in multiple states across the country and being treated in exploitive ways. So there are women and children who are being – and men and boys that are being shipped over around the country, around the world in as exploited individuals. But if we can keep these individuals in their home countries with sustainable ways of surviving, that's where the fair trade comes in.
Yeah, and we've got 30 seconds left here, but Mustard Seed is a fair trade organization, right?
Yeah, on 9th Street. So right across from Lakota, and it is a fair trade store. So 70% of the artisans that we get our goods from are women. So we are helping these women to escape poverty, to empower them, to feed their children, send them to school, and all that great stuff.
Okay, and there's some beautiful, beautiful items that come out.
Thank you. And it's affordable. It's affordable.
Right.
So come on down. So
to the Mustard Seed. Thank you.
Sure. Email.
Nanette, thank
phone
you.
Number?
Yeah, what phone
help
number?
866-590-5959, help@stophumantraffickingmo.com, and their membership gets a 10% discount at Mustard Seed.
Okay.
So sign up online.
All right. We're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow.